It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
And now, live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey, it's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports, starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten.
Nice. Just...
I love the laugh track. And also featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. And we'll be talking about you and his company for the whole show. So more on you later. But welcome to our show, Season 2, folks, here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We've got Jack behind the glass helping out here today. Thank you, Jack. And we're thrilled to be here every Sunday. And as mentioned in the show's title, we're here to cover all things in sports. The games, the players, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. Everything you need to know. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance and walk the walk and talk the talk. And if we don't know, we'll find out for you. We also want the audience to be a part of it, too. So we do have a studio hotline. So if you guys want to call in, please, we'd love to have some guests. Hotline number is 732-545-9282. That's 732-545-9282. Whatever topic you guys want to talk about, let us know. Obviously, we're in that football mode now. Go, go, go. But at any rate, that's enough of me. Welcome to the show, all. And ladies and gentlemen, our guests, our hosts, Billy Taylor and Mr. U Coffee. Hi, guys.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
All right. Hi, Billy. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. How about you, Jim?
Okay, I'm good. U Coffee is here. Hi, you.
Hey, Jim. Welcome back, fellas.
Yes, here we are, Season 2. I love it. Real quick, a little personal here. How was everybody's summer break there? Anybody do anything exciting? Or?
Go ahead, Billy.
I just love the sunshine. Anytime the sun shines, yeah, it's always good for me. And this is a great time of year to be in New Jersey because this week has been almost fabulous, and the Yankees coming down the stretch.
Yeah.
Mets have a chance to have it. So it's always good as we go into the football season. I always hope the Yankees keep it close.
Right.
Until the Giants season starts.
Absolutely true. And you're right. The weather has been amazing here in the New York metro area.
Yeah. The only problem with that, Billy, is that by the time the Yankee season's over, the Giants season might be over as well.
Oh, we'll get into that later. But vacation-wise, you had quite a little trip this summer, I believe.
Yeah, we went cruise to Alaska. We flew to Seattle and did a cruise to Alaska. Stopped at a few stops in Alaska and one in Canada.
Wow.
And back to Seattle. It was pretty cool. I loved it. I wish I could stay more in some of the Alaska cities, but... It is when you're on a cruise, you're on their timeline. So, but it was overall, it was a great trip.
I've heard that Alaska is so gorgeous.
It was on my bucket list. I had to see Alaska at least once. You know what I mean? But so, it happened.
That's fantastic. Good for you. I did. What did I do? I went to Atlantic City.
That's always a great time too.
And lost a lot of money. But we had a hell of a time.
That's all that matters.
But that was our little break, and all of a sudden we're here in September, like Billy said, and then it's football time. So we've got I love it. We've got baseball, pennant races, and football, and here we are Sunday morning. So we've got a lot to talk about, even the college ball too. So so we can kind of get things rolling here. You guys want to? I was thinking maybe obviously as New York set up here. We've got the Giants and Jets. We could start with those guys if you want. I think the big story really is Aaron Rodgers right now. Billy, your thoughts on Aaron Week 1 and what to look forward to?
Well, first of all, this is really exhibition season because a lot of teams have really not had a chance to play their veteran players, and last week was the first time, so you kind of got to judge it by that.
Absolutely.
But I was impressed with Aaron because it looked like he put the ball on the money. There wasn't much separation between the receivers, and he got the ball in. The problem was they played against one of the best teams in all the NFL. That's the San Francisco 49ers. Right. And they look powerful. They look ready to go. And I think it's going to be a gauging mark for the Jets. And I think that really I saw some positive things despite the negativity. And if they can keep Rodgers upright, I think they're going to have a good season.
Yeah, I think Rodgers would be fine. He always saw stuff a little slow anyway, his teams. I've seen it many times being Cowboys-Packers rivalry. And the guy, he knows how to win, and he'll be fine. He might take him a couple weeks. He may not be the Aaron Rodgers of he was, but by week 4, 5, 6, he'll be the Aaron Rodgers of old.
I have a little different take on watching Aaron last week. Obviously, like you guys said, he was off for the year. So he's got a lot of rust on there. And, you know, Billy, you know from playing in the pros. But the one thing, I you know, once he got, say, maybe the second half even of the game, right? You know, he had that one great drive in the second quarter, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
That a nice touchdown drive. But I think one thing to me, I thought, he just, you know, he's 40 years old. You know, he's not going to
have... Oh, with the year off, though, too. He had a year off.
He's not going to have that same look as Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, 5 years ago. You know, I mean, he's certainly got a, you know... The cockiness of it, but I don't know. I again, that was week one, so I don't know.
Ed on the phone, he wants to come on. Up to you.
Okay, and you know, so we what do you guys think about that? I'm not sure.
See, I still think that he's going to be a great quarterback. I don't think it's going to take 4 or 5 weeks. Matter of fact, I think today you're going to see something from Aaron Rodgers. The great thing about week one is that it gets a chance to put everything on film for the coaches so they can make corrections.
Right.
And I even hate to admit it, but you learn more by losing than winning because you're going back over every single thing you've done. And this week is the correction week
right.
for all the teams that lost. When you lose a game in the NFL, going to work every day is tough as heck because everybody's in a bad mood. And that just really brings you up to higher levels. So I'm interested to see how many teams come back
right.
from a loss from last week. I'm looking for Aaron to step it up this week
right.
and get the running game going, the defense to play better, and I look for the Jets to be better. I don't think it's going to take 4 or 5 weeks.
And they've got, a perfect opponent for it with Tennessee Titans. Correct, guys? You know, Tennessee, I think, is going to be an average team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not the order for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I say 4 or 5 weeks, I just mean he'll be at his peak, whatever. He's going to get better every week. He does it every year. Obviously not last year, but he does it every year. And I, like I said, I've seen it. He pulls games out of his butt. And I think Aaron Rodgers will have the Jets definitely in the playoffs.
Okay, we've already got the hotline working. We've got callers. I think Jack has got Ed on line one. Hello, Ed. I think we have Ed there somewhere.
Eddie.
Fast Eddie.
Crazy Eddie?
Okay. All right. We'll try and get back to him then. Okay. But, yeah, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, I agree. And back to Billy's point originally, too, that it's crazy now with this preseason, right, these games. You know, because none of the regulars play. They don't play any place.
And you saw the play last week. It was very sloppy.
And everything that you guys said about that first game, you can't base everything on that. So, you know, but typical fans, everybody's like, oh, my season's over. No.
Any week, overreaction every week, we overreact.
But, you know, just Aaron, he's quite a show. He's perfect for New York, right? Because he's very cocky, and he's like, well, we'll get it together, you know.
Yeah.
And their defense needed to get some work done, you know.
The defense, one of the top probably three defenses in the league.
Yeah. Right. Not based on last week.
Well, no. But they played for, like Billy said, they played the 49ers.
Right. And the 49ers looked awesome, too. But we're going to get through. We're going to go division by division as we go along here during the day. But since, again, New York, so Jets, Titans, and now we already have an NFC least clash of the Giants and the Washington Commanders. But we're going to get Ed on. Hello, Ed. Are you there, sir? Oh, yes, sir. Okay. Oh, thanks, Ed. I appreciate it, man. How you doing? No, we're trying to get that line going. Okay, well, if Ed calls back, we appreciate it, man. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. Anyway, Giants, Commanders, NFC least.
Redskins, Jim.
I know. I still have trouble with that Commanders thing, right?
I will not call them.
I know. I'm the same. Off the air, I will not call them the Commanders.
I'm not calling them that name.
But the one thing with them, guys, I did see some of their game last week, whoever they played.
Like line two's crap, so I want to keep building on it. He's very important to the show.
Right. So we had Jaden Daniels, number one draft pick.
Yeah.
Right?
LSU.
Trophy winner, actually.
Yeah,
right,
LSU.
From LSU.
Yeah.
So I saw some of him play. He got the crapola kicked out of him a little bit in that first week. Did you guys see that game at all, Billy?
Yeah, I saw a lot of it. I think he's going to be a very good quarterback.
Yeah.
That was the first game for their head coach, who was the former defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. And they're going to have a much better team. And I just got to make this note. The reason they're called the Commanders is because they always protest down in Washington, even when I was down there, because they didn't want, they got the Redskins was kind of a racist statement. So anyone who says they don't want to use the Redskins, I think they're ridiculous anyway. Because if you think about it, it is a racist statement. They're trying to clean it up. The Cleveland Indians are called the Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
The Indians, because they don't want to disrespect people. And I think if you continue to do that, you're disrespectful to them. But, it, you know, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. What did you think, what did you think of Jaden Daniels or for the Commanders? Did you get a chance to see him at all?
Oh, yeah, he had a rough start. He got hit a lot. But I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll be a good quarterback, actually, in his league. And I don't think it's a racist statement, because the guy who's on the logo for the Redskins, his family is a little bit pissed that his legacy is gone now. So.
Oh.
And there's a protest the other way now that the Native Americans want it back because that's his legacy. And it's, so he can go either way, but.
I totally disagree.
I know.
And I'm looking at my Giants, okay, boys? Because I'm worried about the Giants. You know, we've got, we don't have Jaden Daniels back there. We've got Danny Dimes. So, I don't know. Let me get into it, Billy and you. What do you think of the Giants?
Well, see, it was the first game of the season.
I get it.
They didn't play a lot of people in exhibition season. All the mistakes that they made, and I looked the film over again on Monday, all the mistakes that they made were correctable. Coach Dable wanted Danny Jones to throw the ball deep. He didn't throw it deep. When you throw the ball deep, it stretches the defense and allows you to come underneath for some of the pass patterns. And Danny Jones was kind of, scared to throw deep, I guess. But you know, only need to do it once or twice to get the defensive backs on their field. But I saw a couple good things. The offensive line looked better. Danny looked rusty. But I think, again, he's beat the Redskins, I think, five out of the last six times. They tied one time. And so I think it's going to give him confidence going into Washington, because he's done it before. And this is a game the Giants have to win to gain confidence.
Right.
So I'm looking for them to get everything together, because the running game is key to play-action pass. And if he can get that going, it's going to help the whole team.
Yeah, and, you know, Danny, obviously with the ACL issue as well last year, too, I see what you're saying. Maybe he did have a little bit of a fear to throw long and to get back there and wait a couple of seconds and throw that bomb. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not personally a big fan of him. You know, he's okay, but I don't know if he's the answer long term. He's had 4 or 5 years now to really kind of prove it, but I'm not sure. The offensive line got a little better. Yes, that's always a big thing.
Yeah, I expected more from. I thought the Giants would be better than what they showed, and maybe they will be. Like, it is week one, and it's almost like a preseason game, but I thought they would be a lot better, and now I'm looking at them, they may be another top five pick again.
Yeah, again, early. It's early. You know, we'll see where it goes. But But it's a big game for the Giants.
Of course, yeah. The old division games are.
Right, right. You know, and yeah, and you know, and it's so funny. Let's face it. Let's go back to last week, and of course, and Saquon. Right, and Billy, you can really talk about this as a Giant, former Giant running back. What did you think of the whole Saquon situation? That was crazy, wasn't it? He came out and kicked butt for the Eagles. My God.
Yeah, but see, I've always thought if you were building a team, you would build the offensive line, and then you get other people around it. This is the first time in his career he's got an offensive line.
Right.
He ran through some holes that were big enough for two or three people to run through, and he really showed what kind of running back he is. I remember on that Hard Knocks show, John Mara, the owner of the Giants, said that he was skeptical of them getting rid of Saquon, and he was going to put it on Joe Schoen's back. So I just think the Giants should be embarrassed, because you're talking about one of the great running backs in the game. I think he's definitely in the top three. And to be able to catch the ball and run the ball and to be a dual threat for a quarterback, I think it's outstanding. Danny Jones doesn't really have the go-to guy. If I was a quarterback and say I had 2 seconds to throw, if I didn't have it right away, I'd look for the running back. I know Phil Simms used to do that with me on the Giants.
Yeah.
He was in trouble, he'd just dump it off
right.
to me. And I think
right.
the running back should be your best friend. And I think Jalen Hurts of the Eagles is probably thrilled to death to have him. And
right.
I just think the Giants made a big mistake.
Yeah, and Saquon was always like that kind of a guy, too. That little, with the little safety zone kind of guy, right? You whatever they call that, the dump off.
The dump off, yeah, to the running back.
For that.
Yeah.
And he was, I totally agree, Billy. I was a big Saquon. I am a big Saquon fan, you know, even from Penn State days on. And, you know, the money part, because we say in this show, we talk all things sports, and it's the financial end of it. And I've been saying this for the last 3 weeks or so, that, again, I know the quarterbacks get the money, but, you know, Danny Jones, you got a $160 million contract that, I mean, I think they're going to wind up having to pay at least $100 million of it in ballpark numbers.
No, that's not true, Jim.
Yeah.
After this year, it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
The first 2 years were guaranteed.
Yeah.
Which is last year and this year.
Right.
And then the next two, they can cut them after the season, and then we'll count zero against the cap.
Right. So, but I think they'll wind up paying him at least $80 million or something eventually, if it works out that way, something like that.
Well, they're not going to pay him the last 2 years.
Right, right, right.
They're not going to pay him.
Right, and I'm just saying, you know, you base that on and what you're saying, Billy, about Saquon, and then you know, when they quibbled, you know, for a couple of million dollars on his contract, and they lost the guy they needed, you know.
Well, the thing that made me mad is that you signed him to that $40 million contract. And Saquon was probably, you know, over 50% of your offense.
Right.
If it wasn't for Saquon, Danny Jones probably wouldn't have done anything. And that's what makes me mad, because I think Saquon was the bread and butter. You talk to other teams, and they say when you look at the Giants, you got to stop Saquon Barkley. They didn't say we got to stop Danny Jones. And but he's got more weapons with Malik Nabers and a couple different people. But I think Saquon was the kind of like the leader. He's a good person. On and off the field. And you want good character on people. I've always judged integrity and character as being a big part of the Giants, and I think he had them all. So to let him go, you're letting a guy with good character go, and that's part of one of the reasons I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
Depends on their cap situation. I mean, I think Barkley got way too much money for what he's, you know, for his position. Not saying he's a great player. He's a great player. And maybe
you're full of crap.
Or maybe Eagles are using him better. So we'll see this year. If Barkley has one of his great years, then you know it was the Giants holding him back and not the Eagles. I mean, yeah, and the Eagles are letting him fly.
He had
I can tell you don't know what you're talking about.
He had a good start.
Yeah, how great was Barkley with the Giants? I mean, the whole team stunk. He goes there, they already won. He had 3 touchdowns. Maybe it's the organization, not the player.
Well, it's combination of everything.
Combo, of course.
Combination of everything. But so that's the Giants and the Jets. We're going to go division breakdown after this, but I think we've got some new commercials to go to. So why don't we get to those? And welcome back, guys. Nice to have everybody. So we'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl is had enough. I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
All right. Nice to be back, kids. Nice to be back. I love the new commercial there, You Coffee.
Yeah, I love it, too. Thank you very much. Thank you, Fox Sports New Jersey.
And they did a great production job on that. Fantastic.
Absolutely, 100%.
We'll talk a little bit more in depth with your company shortly. Yeah. But that's great, though. Things I know you had a big card show this weekend, right, or a memorabilia show this weekend.
Yeah, we were in the iPlay America in Freehold, New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a big one, right?
Yeah, it's pretty big. A lot of people there. A lot of deals were made.
Yeah.
They're doing another one in February, the weekend of the Super Bowl, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. So everything, do you base it on now that it's more fall, that you start looking at more, putting out more football stuff, or not really? Because there's still pennant races going on.
Well, yeah, baseball, football. I mean, I put everything out mostly, but yeah, more football, baseball.
Yeah.
Other sports I put out also, but yeah, no, right now it's mostly football.
Yeah.
Baseball is more about just about who's going to win and not much, you know, it's more about everyone's focused on football now and getting their football stuff.
You know, it's funny, and Billy's with us as well. Billy Taylor is here, former Giants star, You Coffee, Sports Collectibles, Jim Totten hanging out. But, you know, it's funny with the football, right, guys, is I have to admit, once opening night was that last Thursday, right? Was it the Raven game? I don't even
remember. Chiefs, yeah.
Ravens Chiefs, right. Yeah. Which turned out to be a great end.
Oh, it was a great game.
Right.
Great game.
And it was like, oh, my God, then it was the Friday game in Spain.
Right.
Right, which was, but it came on, it was a good ending.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got into Saturday college football, and then all the first full Sunday. And then Monday with the Jets, right? And it was like, oh, my God, come Tuesday, I was like, you know, I'm ready to go at it with my wife.
Where's the football game?
There was no football on Tuesday, right, Billy? Oh, my God.
That's the only day that didn't have it.
I know. It was unbelievable, right? But we jumped right into baseball, like which we'll do in a little while. But, you know, with these pennant races, it's great, too. But football is just so nice to have it back, right?
100%.
Oh, my God, the games. They had some good games overall, you know?
Yeah, overall, they were good games.
It was interesting, actually, since we're talking about that, and we're talking about the Eagles and Saquon and all, that game in was Barcelona, right? Was it Barcelona, Spain?
It was in Brazil.
Sao Paulo. Forgive me. Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Nowhere near what you said.
Right. I know. They're not that far apart, are they? But first time that the NFL has experimented over there. It was kind of interesting. Did you watch any of the game, guys? It was kind of interesting because they weren't really sure when to cheer, and everything was in Spanish. You hear the PA announcer. And all of a sudden, you heard goal. When it was extra point, is good. It was goal. But it was interesting though, because they've done so many games in London and Germany.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, somewhere else. Yeah, it was very interesting.
But the NFL, right? You know these guys. They're gonna expand and expand. And eventually, what do you guys think about that? You right, Billy? I can see, no doubt, a European division. I don't know
well,
how.
See, what I think the NFL is trying to do, the NBA, National Basketball Association, has gone global. They've mm-hmm. gotten a lot of European players all over the world to play in the NBA. The NFL is trying to do the same thing. They have a big market over there in Europe and different places where they think that people enjoy football. Everywhere they've gone, whether it's Mexico City, Germany, and all different places, even in different places they've gone, they've sold out. So there is an interest.
Right.
And the NBA makes a lot of its money by letting television rights go outside of the United States. The NFL is trying to do that again. So
right.
I'm predicting a couple of years, because they're already getting deeper than any sport, that the NFL will go global and be able to be tuned in from anywhere you are in the world, whether it's Africa or Asia or anywhere. And I think that's the goal of the NFL. They've already showed different ways to do it, and with their streaming level that they're going through,
right,
with Peacock and Prime and
right,
all that, they're really setting a tone for years to come.
Right. And I was just about to bring that up as you mentioned that. And the thing that's changing so much of the natures of these sports is the streaming services, right? You know, you've got what they call the cord cutting. People are starting to get rid of cable, or they are getting rid of cable, and going to the streaming services. And the sports are, and they all have so much money. My God, these network deals, right, are just, you know, I think the NBA one, right, was $75 billion that they're talking about doing with about three different networks. You know, the money is unbelievable, you know. But that's, you're right, that's what's going to happen with the NFL. They would have to figure out, that would be interesting, though, right, if they did a European division.
Well, wasn't there talk about Jaguars going, having their home in London?
Right, because they don't draw
flies. They always
play
every year there, once a year. Now they're trying to...
Yeah, they're doing like two games last year.
Yeah, so what are you going to do, like four over there, four here?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
down the road, who knows?
Right. You know, kind of interesting. But
you think there'll be European teams that will be have their own division?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What do you guys think? That's what I'm saying. Like, in other words, would the European division play each other?
And then a winner plays whoever wins the Super Bowl, whatever? A
couple of American teams go over there. I don't know. What do you think, Billy?
They won't be good enough to play a Super Bowl against the United States yet.
Right.
It's going to take a long time, because it took the NBA probably 10 years to be able to get to the point where they are. But I think the biggest thing is they looked at is that China gave the NBA $2 billion
right,
to televise the games over there.
Right.
And I think the United States is looking for somebody to be able to do that because of what the NBA does. I see it getting, but I don't see them being a Super Bowl against the Europe, against the United States. That's going to be way down the line, because they do have flag football in Europe. They do have a couple leagues in Europe.
Right.
And they got a long way to go before they come to the NFL. The only way that they could do that is if they drafted players from the United States or wherever the best players are, and then put together one team over there, maybe. But I don't think you can do 10 teams over there and expect NFL competition.
Well, I'm saying it a little bit differently. I'm saying the NFL is going to set it up. They're going to set up the teams. So it's going to be our players going over there.
Oh, it'll be like a draft, like a expansion draft, but they
expansion
pick two.
Expansion draft, yeah. Oh, I think that's how they would do it.
That'll speed the process up, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Right, but I think 10 years is about right if you do it the right way. But like you're saying, with the draft, then maybe a little less, obviously.
Well, they could do like a division here in the NFL now. It's four teams. So why couldn't they do, London?
Oh, it's a lot of travel.
Teams are going to play each other. Well, they're going to play each other twice like we do here. That's eight games right there. And then a couple of teams still go over to Europe to play their game.
So they probably need home base
That's eight games right there. And then a couple of teams still go over to Europe to play their game.
So they probably need home base
home Wembley Stadium for London.
No, I mean a home base over here when they play the American teams. You have to have a home base, to practice before you play that team. A lot of logistics to figure out.
But you could see the NFL doing that, though.
I could see that 100%.
Absolutely.
NBA, too. I see NBA doing something like that.
But But
Billy, drop. Go.
Okay. All right. So now we have okay. Billy's coming right back. But now we go into our divisions of the NFL. Let's break it down. I've got a little since we're at the NFC.
Billy's back.
If we're at the NFC East, we're gonna just talk about the teams. We talked about the Eagles. I mean, we talked about the Giants and the Commanders a little bit. Now let's get to our favorite topic amongst all of us here. Oh boy, the Dallas Cowboys.
Billy, you're not here. I'm holding my tissue box up with the Dallas Cowboys sticker on it, just so you know.
We them boys.
Like Cowboy fans in the studio, the engineering room, the host.
We take over.
And then we got Billy on the other side, and I'm Switzerland, you know.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Let's start with Dak Prescott, okay?
Let's not.
And they signed up that morning last Sunday, right, basically?
Yeah, that morning.
He got a couple of shekels, didn't he? How much? A
couple of dollars.
How much?
$60 million a year.
$350, I think, was the contract announcement.
For 4 years, whatever, yeah.
Right. Wow.
Tony Romo 2.0.
Yeah, very good. What do you guys think of that? What are you going to do these days, right?
Let the Cowboy hater talk first.
Billy, what do you think?
Well, it just shocks me that you give a guy who's never been to the NFC Championship, never been to the Super Bowl, you give him that kind of money. Doesn't even make sense, but then that's why they're the Cowboys.
Right?
Right. The only team we really dominate is the Giants. Otherwise, we're not that good.
But all these QBs are making that money now. If
the market was right, that's what he gets for the market.
He's certainly a good player.
He's a great quarterback, great numbers, puts those stats. But he's like I said, Tony Romo, when the game's on the line, finds out a way to screw up the game.
He does. He always has issues at the end of these games.
Exactly.
But Jerry Jones. So anyway, we're talking overall the Cowboys right now because we're going to go through team by team here a little bit. Not that we have all day, but they have Jerry Jones brought back McCarthy. He kept the team.
Yeah, but McCarthy was he's a lame duck. He's not signed after this year.
Right.
Neither was Dak until
last
week.
So,
but look at that the defense though.
Yeah.
The defense.
Yeah.
The defense is going to be one of the top three of the league.
Yeah. Okay, well, hopefully that's going to make a difference for them then, you know.
I hope so, but probably not.
Right? But it hasn't happened in about 28 years, so I don't know.
There's no need for that, Jim. No need for that.
Oh, I'm getting the evil eye.
Did you know I control your microphone, man?
Turn his mic off, Jack.
Jack Myatt in the engineering room. Another Cowboy diehard over here. Oh, my God. I start with that number, right? You know. But obviously they have a good team. All right, jumping along here, what about we all can't stand these guys. Sorry, down in South Jersey. The Eagles.
Okay. Exactly.
What about the Eagles? Any thoughts, Billy, or you? Philadelphia Eagles.
I like the makeup of their team. I think, you know, it shows you the difference in coaching because they brought in new defensive and offensive coordinators. I think that hurts your team. But this year I see that the only difference is their center. You know, I think that they have the offensive line is intact. The defense is pretty good. And I think that if they can improve from week to week, they're going to be a team to beat later in the league, in the year. And that's why they bring in someone like Saquon Barkley, who makes everybody's job easier. They got two great receivers. They got a tight end. I got a good quarterback and a good offensive line. So I look for at the end them to be in it again. And you got to be in it to win it.
Who do you have winning the division, Billy? Billy, who do you have winning the division?
I really don't know the answer to that.
I know the answer. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Eagles, no doubt. They had a good team last year, too. They certainly could have won. And they didn't do the job. But no, I agree.
It's gonna be between the Cowboys and the Eagles again.
They've got all the tools, you know, without doubt. And Saquon is a big plus. That first game was unbelievable. He was amazing.
No, he
and
was.
And I'm a diehard Giant fan, guys. And I'm just, I hate to say it, but I'm like, good. Because he was unbelievable. I mean, he's scoring touchdowns left and right. Oh, my
God. Three touchdowns.
I know. So the division could be tough. And the Commanders, we talked a little bit about. I guess they're growing with Jaden Daniels. Yeah. And
they're a couple years away. Well, they have Dan Quinn. Good luck down there, Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn, nah, he's more hype. He's not that good.
The only thing, he's from Morristown, so he's a Jersey guy.
I hear, oh.
Yeah, if you didn't know
still,
that. But no, I know. I like him, I'm just saying. You know, he's another one of these retreads. Certainly a capable coach. He had a great run in Atlanta. And,
Super Bowl. He did go with the Seahawks defense.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
But with the Cowboys, somehow he didn't make adjustments.
Yeah.
You know, he can't be a Kyle Shanahan run offense.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Right.
So, I don't know. Good luck to the Washington.
Yeah, they're a work in progress.
100%. Right? Well, they've been, right? I mean.
Interesting, the NFC North this year. Okay, but here we go. Already 1 week in, Billy. We have injuries, the Packers. Unbelievable. Another one with Jordan Love, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of a shame because you know you pay somebody $50 million and he's already out for 4 or 5 games.
I know.
And I just think it's a terrible situation because you know that counts so much against your cap.
Yeah.
And there's a couple quarterbacks that are out, but I like the Packers. Before Love got hurt, I really liked their defense, their running game. I like Love as a quarterback,
yeah.
But I don't. I think if you lose a quarterback who's in his situation, I don't think you can recover unless he comes back with time to spare, so they can make a run at. But I think when your quarterback is out, you're hurt for a long time. It's the same thing with Tua in Miami. They're going to be hurt by him being out, and I think the quarterback situation is. I'm a little bit prejudiced because I played running back, and the way they disrespected Barkley, and it was just a couple $1 million, and you know, they're doing that to all the running backs in the NFL. Hopefully, they'll bring that back up one of these years. But I look for the Packers to hopefully hold it tight until Love comes back. They say maybe 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks.
Yeah, I know. It's funny with these injury reports that we were talking before the show, actually, here in the studio. Like with McCaffrey, too. We're just kind of jumping around here. But, you know, even last week, that was announced right before the Jet game, right, that he wasn't going to play. I mean, I know the NFL has pretty tight rules about notifying because of betting, let's face it.
Right, exactly.
Because of the betting.
Right.
You know, but when they announced that, I just had that gut feeling. I said, this guy's hurt a lot worse than it sounds. Like,
he's a tough dude. He usually plays,
yeah,
even if he's hurt.
Else, right?
But now it's his Achilles, so you got to worry about a rupturing, I guess. So,
right.
But so it was just a weird thing that on Friday he was going to play, and his backup was told he was playing on Friday.
Yes.
And then Monday it was like, oh,
right.
McCaffrey's out. And now, obviously, the NFL investigated. They said nothing was nefarious going on, which I'm like, would you rather McCaffrey or his backup?
Right.
I take my chance with the backup,
right,
which backup did an amazing job, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But so that looked a little bad. But now they said he re-injured it during a week, so now he's on an IR. The go from almost playing Monday to going on IR kind of seems a little fishy.
I know.
I mean, you're not going to take McCaffrey out just to troll people, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
right. Yeah.
It was just a little weird, that's all.
And like Billy said too, with Jordan Love too, just you know, how bad is he? I'm not sure. You know,
but they're saying he may come back earlier than what they say. But no, it's
you know,
like you said, the first week it's you know, your whole season's worth, and then your quarterback goes down.
What do you guys think of the Lions? Lions Rams was last week, right?
I'm a Lions fan. I like their quarterback. I think he's good. They're definitely playing at a higher level, and I think the Coach Campbell does a good job of getting them ready.
Absolutely.
And I think the Lions have a chance to be in the NFC Championship this year. They beat a good Ram team, and I still think the Rams are well coached, one of the better coaches in the league.
Yeah.
But I think Detroit, they seem like they're hungry. And when you get it, it's very rarely that a team comes from the Super Bowl, loses, and then gets right back in it. But Campbell's got them firing on all cylinders.
Right.
And I think Detroit will be in the NFC Championship because they got a good quarterback, they got a great wide receiver, good running game, and their defense is tough. They play physical ball, so when you play against Detroit, you're going to take a whooping. And I just think that they're going to be there in the end.
Yeah, I think Detroit can be one of the top teams in NFC. They definitely have a great squad there and a great coach. They got it all. They seem like everything going for them.
Campbell is quite the motivator. Definitely
Absolutely.
A different character.
How about his Applebee's commercial? That was great, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, cover up the menu.
Don't let them, they might hear your order.
Right. The Bears trying to move up. They've got the Caleb Williams, right? Great draft pick. What do you guys think about the Bears? They're coming on.
Well, he's lucky because I think in the history of the NFL, number one draft choice usually is the first person taken because you're going to a bad team. Their defense is good. Their offensive line is good. They got some good wide receivers. It's just going to take him a little while to get acclimated. I watched them all last week. He didn't look that good. I mean, he looked like a college quarterback coming out.
Right.
You can't hold the ball. You can't. You got to get rid of the ball. If no one's open, throw it out of bounds. Don't come back and take a 10-yard sack and come up with second and 20. So he's got a lot of things to get better. If he can at least be efficient, my thought process, Jim, is that if the quarterback does not make a mistake, then you have a chance to win. So they got a tough game today against the Texans, and I think the Texans are one of the best teams in the AFC. So it's another battle for him to try to get better. But I think the Bears are not bad at all, except for the quarterback.
Yeah, I think they've made the turn. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they surrounded him with a lot of weapons. You know, they got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. They've surrounded more talent than the Bears had. And defense was solid, and now they got a little better. So I think he's in a perfect situation for him. Like Billy said, they weren't the first pick because they were the worst team in the league. They got the trade with the Panthers. So I think that, yeah, I think the Bears are on their way up. Maybe not this year. I think they'll, you know, playoffs, whatever. But coming forward, I think they'll be a team to be reckoned with.
Before we go to the break, we'll jump. The NFC South is quite weak. I'll just say.
Yeah.
Buccaneers, Falcons, Saints, Panthers.
The Buccaneers probably run away with that.
Right. NFC West, we mentioned the Niners and the Rams with the Seahawks and Cardinals backing them up.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the Niners-Rams situation? Niners all the way, right, over the Rams in that division.
Yeah, I do, but I think you have to keep an eye out for the Cardinals because with their young quarterback, they have a chance. They did a good job against the Bills last week and probably could have won the game if it wasn't for some mistakes. So I think they're going to be a team that you have to watch out for because of their quarterback. If he can stay healthy, then I think he's going to be. They play the Rams. It's going to be a game to tell you if our Cardinals are any good. Seattle, Geno Smith, he seems to be getting better, but he puts the turnover at bad times. And Seattle, they were lucky to win last week, so we just have to see what they do because they got a tough game this week. And any time that they play at the Pats, and the Pats are better than people think they are, and they're maybe one of the tough teams. They're one of the teams who had played their veterans in the preseason, and that's why they came out to a good start and were able to beat Cincinnati because their veterans had played all the preseason games. That's a Belichick thing that he always does. Even when Brady was there, he would play that last preseason game, and it definitely makes a difference. But you're going to take a chance on getting people injured, but they took the chance, and I think the Pats are pretty good this year.
Yeah, I think more teams should take that chance and have them play a little bit so you're not as so rusty and look so sloppy week one.
And just back to the Niners since we're finishing up with the NFC in the West. And they just look so good last Monday. McCaffrey, and they look so good.
No, they
right?
look great. They look
so
great.
So they have another one that's kind of has
Hopefully
to
they're peaking the early. Way. Hopefully they're peaking early.
Right. So, okay, it's kind of an NFC wrap-up. We need to take another break, I think. We had a couple of commercials, and then we're going to come back, and it's time for some coffee. We'll be right back.
Everybody sneezes, gets a cold, or has allergies, and messy, germy tissues are left everywhere because you never have a trash can that seals away germs where you need it. Now there is. I'm Dr. Howard, here to prescribe Tissues, the revolutionary patented new germ-fighting dynamo that seals away germy tissues everywhere. Okay, I'm not a real doctor, just an actor. We don't need a PhD to know that leaving used tissues around is gross. If you use tissues, you need Tissued. The amazing new tissue box holder with a built-in used tissue container. It's easy to empty and wash or spray with Germ Patrol. The amazing new antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19 included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but antiviral spray with EPA approval for COVID-19 included with your purchase. Nobody gets out of bed at 2 a.m. to find a trash can, but you can always keep tissues within easy reach. Take it everywhere. It's perfect for people with limited mobility. Get tissues with Germ Patrol, a $40 value for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
And we are back. Time is moving along. We're having so much fun, folks. I hope you people listening are having a good time, too. But we are now, you know, 45 minutes in. I'm getting tired a little bit, you know. I could use a little pick-me-up. I could use a little pick-me-up. Maybe a little coffee. Maybe a coffee's break. Oh, it's time for the segment, Coffee's Corner, with you, Coffee. And anything he wants to say, you, what's your topic today, sir?
All right, fellas. I'm over here now. So over here at Coffee Sports, we have a lot going on. As I said before, we were at iPlay America last 2 days.
Right.
You know, look for Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook and Instagram for updates on other events and shows. The next show is Super Bowl weekend in iPlay America at Freehold. Just a Friday-Saturday show. It's sports cards and memorabilia. Anyway, just look for us on Facebook and Instagram. We're also launching a YouTube channel. Same name.
Right.
Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Right.
So I'll be posting the shows here we have and other videos. Maybe even go live there. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe even get Jim and Billy as guests. Who knows?
There you go. Right.
So check us out there as well. And also, this is also sponsored by Tissues. If you use tissues, you need tissues. Mine's a little decorated in the Cowboys colors.
Little,
but you know what? You can do whatever
logo.
You want. You can put a giant logo on there, Eagles logo, Jets logo, whatever you want.
Very useful
anyway,
item, though.
But what really grinds my gears, Jim.
Oh, here we go.
Is these damn flags to keep flying around. We just want to watch the damn games, and it's flying around. This new thing with the tackles, where they line up.
Oh, yeah.
I watched like two different plays. I saw the guy line up at the same spot, and he got the flag called on him. Especially the Ravens guy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm biased as a Notre Dame fan, but as a Notre Dame former player, and he's getting called a player, and I see the Chiefs guy, he's even further back from the guard.
The Ravens
guy.
And
no call. It just seems weird that the NFL, with these damn flags, I want the flags, you know, not to be, you know, whatever. The referees, I like them to be like my government. I want less of it. So I don't want to watch the games. I don't want to see flags every time. And now when I went to the kickoff, we can do that later, but the kickoff rules suck, too.
We'll just touch base with those flags, because you're right. That's apparently the real edict of the NFL right now for the season.
But this is going to be like the holding, though. Now you can call it anytime they want. It's just ridiculous. Just let's watch the game. I don't want to watch the flags.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
I agree. I've seen a couple of them already. You're right. You're totally right. You know, too many flags.
Wait,
nonsense.
Billy's going to chime in now. Let's see what Billy says.
Billy, what do you think of the flag situation?
The season is very young.
Right.
And this is just the first, it's like a first preseason game.
Right.
It's going to take them a little while to get everything together. As far as the offensive lineman, the guy was wrong, the offensive line, because he's got to line up by the center's legs, and both times he didn't do it. So it was his fault. It wasn't the referee calling a bad call. Just look at the line. They got to be in sync. Everybody's head has got to be behind the center's legs. And if you don't, if you get further back than there, they're thinking you're a tight end or a slot receiver. So it was a good call by the umpire. And, you know, you have to look at the basics of football, which is lining up properly.
And that's another thing back to what I say about those preseason games, because those guys are the regulars and they really weren't out there playing, doing that, you know, practicing that too often in the preseason games.
That's probably, yeah, you need more preseason games, I guess. Right. But I seen two plays. A guy looked like he was in the same spot,
right,
same time, and they called one and they didn't call the other. I just think it's and also they'll hold on the Ravens. They didn't call one. You're talking about the Chiefs guy didn't go off once. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, but.
What's the other thing? I would assume you're about to get to the kickoffs.
Well, you can't
that
do it.
Is like, I don't know what's going on with that kickoff.
You can't surprise kickoff, onside kick anymore now. Now you have to tell the team that you're onside kicking. You can't do it before the fourth quarter. And so like, remember the Super Bowl with the Saints and the Colts?
Yeah.
When they did the onside kick, the surprise one, the Saints.
Yeah, right.
At the halftime, the third quarter.
Right.
First play, that play's gone now. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Trying to get, obviously, the whole point of this was to get more kickoff returns. But.
Well, the problem is, though,
they went from 26% so far to like 33%.
Well, the problem is, it goes to the 30 yard line. If it went to the 35, maybe in the 40,
right,
they're going to return every kick then. They're not going to, you know what I mean? That's to another first down you're giving up.
Again, like Billy's been saying, it's only 1 week. So we're commenting on 1 week.
No, well, everything else is we're overreacting. Everything happened in week one. But I'm saying was the kickoff rule, though, I get what they were trying to do, having come out, but they want you to return it. But going to the 30-yard line, they're like, I'll take the 30-yard line instead of having a guy running back for a touchdown. But now the 35-yard line, different story. Now, like, 35, you're only 15 yards from being in the 50-yard line. So I think they should move it up at least 5 yards at least. But if not, or 40-yard line, like, if you want returns. Right. If you don't want returns, just make it 25 yard line and just play it from there.
So there it is. There's your gripe. Coffee's Corner.
That's what grinds my gear right now.
He's got his gripe. Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much. And that spot is sponsored by Tissued.
By Tissued.
We got that in sync in week one. We got that in sync. Fantastic.
We're in midseason form.
we're like our week one. We're getting.
We had our preseason already.
Yeah, we didn't even have a preseason.
Except for me spilling the water all over the desk.
That's great. Thanks, you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for that, guys. Appreciate that.
No problem.
That was great. Thank you very much. Okay, amazingly, time moving along here. Real quick in the AFC, I want to jump over to AFC West, because I'm looking here at, you know, Kansas City Chiefs with the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos. So we can basically forget the Broncos. And what do you think? What do you guys think? Kansas City looked wonderful once again.
They look so blue already.
Right?
Right? I mean, they're the tops.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick Mahomes, I think we were down at Texas Tech probably in the spring.
Right.
And he donated $5 million to Texas Tech to help out their athletic fund. And he was telling me about how their offense is different this year because they can spread the field. They got this kid Worthy from University of Texas, who's one of the fastest guys in the NFL right now. And I think when you stretch the defense, it really scares them, and you can get the ball in front to Kelce and different people. So I think with the play calling of Andy Reid, they've got to be the favorites right now. They say they play Cincinnati this week, and Cincinnati, their quarterback Joe Burrow, looks like his wrist is not right. But they always start off slow. And they've been prone to beat Kansas City, but I think Kansas City right now is the cream of the crop.
And it's a good point about Cincinnati, too. You know, you're starting to wonder now, well, Burrow got hurt last year, and he's hurt. You know, now he's not the same yet, too. You know, these teams get that couple-of-year run, right? I don't know, did the Bengals reach that, and now it's, you don't know, right?
I wouldn't count them out. I wouldn't count them out yet.
I'm just saying.
Joe Burrow is still a young guy. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. But
they got to get rid of worry about Chase. Chase is not very happy right now. They got to take care of him.
Right. That's true too. You know, Chargers. I think Harbaugh. You know, I think he's going to make a tremendous difference with San Diego.
Yeah, it might take him a couple of years, but
yeah,
he had to get out of that Michigan fiasco.
Yeah, that was a mess. So, right,
he dodged the bullet there.
Dump and run.
Yeah, dump and
we,
run.
We usually call our grandkids when we bring them to the house.
Dump and run.
Dump and run. You know, but, you know, because the Chargers have some pieces, you know, obviously, especially with the quarterback, you know, with Herbert. So I think Harbaugh's got a nice situation. And he knew what to step in.
100%. 100%.
And I'm saying, did I just say San Diego, by the way? L.A. Chargers, sorry. But you're right. You know, it's another one. He stepped into that, too. Billy, what do you think of the Raiders there? Another old giant over there coaching Antonio Pierce.
Well, see, they don't have a good quarterback. I watched them last week, and the guy that's playing, I don't think he's very good at all.
Gardner,
he has a hard time getting the ball to Adams, and Adams is one of the best receivers in the NFL. I feel sorry for Antonio Pierce because I've known him for a long, long time, even when he played with the Giants, and you know, he was a coach on Herm Edwards' staff in Arizona. I think he's a good coach, but I think since they didn't get a quarterback, that's going to hurt them because I see they're trying to run the ball, which is his style of running, but I don't think they're going to do it without a quarterback. I feel bad for him because, you know, when you have that situation as a head coach and you don't win your first year back after being the coach that they brought in temporary, he may not last after this season if they don't start winning close football games. But one thing about the Chargers, so we'll just go back real quick, is that the coach of the Chargers last year, three times he went for two trying to win the game, and he lost. And I think that cost him his job.
I see Jim
Harbaugh come in. At the end, they come through at the end, and they win.
Right.
That's what a coach is supposed to do. And I think Harbaugh's going to show that throughout the year because if you build confidence by winning, you'll see at the end Chargers may be there. They got a good quarterback.
Right. Absolutely. We only have about 2 minutes left, though, so let's jump to New York here and back to the AFC East again. We actually talked about the Jets, but Jets, Buffalo, and Miami, and the Patriots. Obviously, Dolphins with Tua. Brutal. I mean, that changes everything for them. What do you guys think with Buffalo? Are they, you know, here they are again. And
I think Buffalo's got a really good team because they're running the ball.
Right.
If you control the line of scrimmage and you play in cold weather like that, and you got a quarterback like Josh Allen, you got a chance every game. It may be mad that they kind of said that he was overrated, but he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. If he can get a good running game going and then be able to pass when they want to, they're going to be on the top of it.
Yeah, they have Cook as a running back. I like Allen. I think Buffalo's probably his division without Tua, especially without Tua. I think the Dolphins would have gave him a run for their money with Tua. So, yeah, Buffalo probably here. Well, but don't count the Jets. Don't count Aaron Rodgers winning that division either. So I think that's going to be – it's going to be Jets and Bills now. I thought it would be a three-team race. Now it's probably a two-team race.
Yeah, it's really a shame about losing a guy like Tua.
Yeah.
That's another one that for the NFL, for us.
How's he not sliding? He's got to slide. Why is he not sliding? I get his competitive fire,
I know.
Jesus.
Okay, we've got only about 30 seconds, guys, so we did a quick round the league, as they say.
Right.
So we're getting our week one. It's week two in the NFL.
Right.
Get it going, but we all have a feel now for what we want. And, you know, good show, right, guys?
Yeah, guys.
You know?
Go Cowboys.
We didn't even get baseball in, and the Yankees and Red Sox are going at it, Mets and the Phillies. We've got some great pennant races and some huge performances coming up, too, with Judge and Ohtani. And it's going to go down to the wire in the playoffs, so it's great stuff.
Judge at 52.
I know. Amazing. And Ohtani's right there, too, now.
Yeah.
50-50, guys.
I know, right?
Incredible, you know. But listen, thank you all again, really. Billy, thanks so much. And you, Coffee, thank you, sir, for sponsoring as well. Jack Myatt, thank you, sir. Engineering behind the glass, as they say. But we feel like we had a good show. Hopefully everybody come back and check us out for week two. But and now, enjoy your Sunday football. Thank you.
Goodbye.